This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Time. The Wall Street Journal reporting this hour that the FDIC is planning another auction of Silicon Valley Bank, citing people familiar with the matter. The Journal reporting that none of the largest U.S. banks bid on SVB over the weekend, but at least one other offer was rejected. The Journal adding, quote, by declaring the firm systemic, regulators have more flexibility to offer would-be buyers deal sweeteners, such as loss-sharing agreements, according to former regulators.
Last night's statement moved beyond half measures, or is it still not enough?
Well, I think last night's statement was quite good. I was actually very concerned yesterday morning after Yellen went on the Sunday shows, and she sort of said some of the right sentiments, but it was very vague and unclear, and it didn't inspire confidence. And then last night, when they said that they were going to protect depositors at SVB and they're going to create this new facility for all these regional banks that might have basically unrealized losses on bonds, I think that was a very strong step. So I think that, you know, you can say that maybe it took them a day or two too long. I think Friday would have been better. The sooner you nip a banking crisis in the bud, the cheaper and easier it's going to be. But I think they did get to a good answer last night. And I think now the question is it enough? And, you know, it was still, I think, pretty disturbing this morning that you saw about half a dozen of these regional banks get clobbered, including fantastic companies like Schwab just get clobbered, and they had to halt the trading of them. So that tells me that maybe it's not enough. And I'm sure you saw Bill Ackman had a proposal this morning where he just said, listen, we got to just come right out and say that all of these deposits and all these regional banks are protected. We can basically figure out the regulations and the FDIC later, but we need to basically go ahead and let depositors know their money is safe. I tend to agree with that.
The many companies affected by SVB's collapse. Ali Javid is with us. He's the co-founder and the CEO of the entertainment payroll company Rapbook. Sir, thank you so much for being with us. I know President Biden is saying that these funds are going to be available to SVB depositors today, which is obviously fantastic news for folks like you. But I wonder, have you gotten access to your money yet?
This morning, we checked our bank account. All the funds were there. More importantly to us, everyone paid through Rapbook, the 100,000 people in production, their funds are there, and they can cash their payroll checks today at the banks.
And so they're able to do that, which is obviously a difference from yesterday, a huge difference. We've heard from a 2024 GOP candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, who says on CNN that depositors, people like you, companies like yours, that they should not get relief. Here's what he said.
I would not bail out either SVB or even the depositors. We should let the market work here. Let Silicon Valley Bank fail if needed.
What do you say to that?
We expect our money to be safe in banks. Workers expect to be paid. Rapbook processes payroll for 100,000 people. And when a bank fails, that means a worker isn't getting paid to pay their mortgage, their childcare, their groceries. It's absolutely the responsibility of a bank and the federal government to make sure that our deposits are safe.
What would have happened without yesterday's intervention?
Thousands of people today wouldn't be able to cash their payroll checks on time. Rapbook worked through the entire weekend to make sure remediation plans were in place. The Fed stepping in, though, was a significant thing to make sure that workers can be paid.
Who do you blame for how this went down?
That's a tough question. What I will say is I think it's the responsibility of a bank to be prudent with our deposits. I think it's the responsibility of the government to make sure that banks are safe. As an American, I put my money with a bank. I don't think about whether it's safe. It should just be safe. I think there's still some work to be done for people to feel safe, but our government did the right thing today.
What do you think about the leadership of the bank? CEOs, investors, obviously, who you heard the president say they're going to be ones who took risks and will not be compensated. What do you think about people who made the decisions that put the books of this bank in a place where this could happen to companies like yours?
I leave that to the government to go through. I don't know Silicon Valley Bank records. What I will say is that there's a whole community of people across companies affected by Silicon Valley Bank who all got together and tried to act in the best interest of everyone who's getting paid. This was a huge rallying moment of support. I leave it to the government to decide and evaluate what happened.
I know that you are becoming much more familiar, certainly with some of these processes than perhaps you were before. Do you worry that if you move your money to another bank, you'll be facing similar problems?
I think the actions today reassure us that deposits are safe with banks. At the same time, we should all take measures that are appropriate. As a business, we use multiple banks as redundancy. Things happen, and when those things happen, it's our responsibility as a payroll processor to make sure people get paid, which is why we're able to move forward today with paying people. Even had Silicon Valley Bank not been around today to support.
I want to start very quickly with banking crisis. Maria Teresa, you were just saying you were surprised you haven't seen Powell yelling out more forcefully already. Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair.
If you actually you look at which bank this is the Silicon Valley Bank. This is a startup bank. This is also oftentimes the Democratic ATM bank of all those investors. And so the fact that you don't have these individuals, the investors that invest in the people. So the fact that you don't have someone actually talking from the administration and being so forceful, I do think that we're going to see our Republicans saying, oh, you shouldn't bail this one out. Mm. And it's going to be, I think, very much on a long political line.
No, I think you got to say, Republicans got to say, you got to stop this. It's a Democratic. She said the quiet part out loud. It's a Democratic ATM. This is a total complete scam. I wanted to put the alpha male, David Sachs, the carnivore, the venture capitalist, and then put the beta male down, the guy running the car. Okay. The David Sachses of the world and all the VCs, they got plenty of cash. Their processor has got a problem. Then you advance the cash to get a credit line. Remember, this whole thing, all of it is a total and complete scam. And right there, these assurances that Biden gives a day of protecting all deposits, all uninsured deposits, is that trillions of dollars? This bank, there's $150 billion minimum of uninsured deposits. The whole FDIC is only, I don't know, $100 billion, $125 billion. And they say, well, it's not going to take any government. That's a lie. But if they go back and enforce these fees they have in the banks for more FDI insurance, you're paying that. Just make sure you understand. Take your number two principal out and write it down. I am paying to bail out the Democratic ATM and David Sachs and all the other big shot oligarchs in Silicon Valley. This wasn't a bank. It had 185-1, I think, leverage. It's like a hedge fund. And they use as the cool kids table. They get all the special deals. They get all the mortgages, the whole venture lending. Here's what happens. The venture capitalist puts in money to the company, but he needs other money. And the reason is he doesn't want to take, you know, he wants to get a higher return on capital. How you do that? You leverage. When a leverage buyout, where you got bricks and mortars, it's easy. Here, you can't do it. What do? They sign a bogus venture lending with Silicon Valley Bank. No personal guarantees on it, right? They do it, and that drives the returns up. But all of these things are all this thing. It's not a real loan. It's actually venture capital. They just call it a loan because the bank gives it to them. And it's because the management doesn't want dilution and the venture capital group wants higher return on capital. And here's what happens when all the more everything gets upside down that you haven't participated in. You've socialized the downside. You the Schmendricks and the Schmucks and the guys who breathe through your mouths, you, the audience, write this down with your number two pencil. I am paying for this. The Republican Party, I don't care about the Democrat. Of course they're in hiding. They know this scam is so awful. Even Yellen doesn't want to come out and sell it. Yeah, she says not a bad. She doesn't want to come out and sell it. Powell doesn't want to touch it. They send Biden out. They doddered him out for 3 minutes on some script. They don't want to touch it because they know we can rip their face off. Where are the Republicans? Where are all the Republican leadership say over our dead body, we'll let this go down? Where are they? This is what you get paid for in times of crisis to step up. It's a total and complete scam. There's plenty of cash to make these payments today, not your cash. The cash should come from the venture capital companies that should put lines of credit to, hey, make payroll. I'm going to give you a line of credit, make payroll. Oh, management doesn't want to do that because it'll dilute them. The VCs don't want to do it because they're going to lower their returns. They don't want to do it. Of course they don't want to do it. Not one company would go out of existence. Not one employee would be laid off. That is all a total and complete lie. It's just about who pays for it. And right now, they got the Jamokes are going to pay for it. Because you're not represented by anybody going to play Smash Mouth with these people. These people are disgusting. They caused the run on the bank. They got nervous and got their money out first. And then they went, hey, maybe you should take your money out of the bank. Maybe you should take your money to cover their tracks. They got theirs out first. Okay? As always, this stinks to high heaven. And somebody's got to defend the people on this. Because the people, once again, are paying. This actually is worse than 2008. This is more egregious than 2008. Because now you got the Cool Kids Club, and they've been getting these mortgages, undermarket mortgages, and leverage to buy stocks, margin to be able to buy stocks. David, the people, the customers have been making a fortune. The portal of depositors. Oh, these poor depositors. David Sachs sends me a tweet, puts a tweet out. Steve, oh, you're going to call the depositors elite? Yes, the depositors are the elite. Trust me. They got special inside deals, every one of them. Okay? And you guys should be putting up the credit lines, not the people in East Palestine, not the people in Yuma, not the people in El Paso, Texas, not the working class of this country, not Hispanic Americans and Black Americans and working class Americans making $35,000 and $40,000 a year. With working two or three jobs and the wife working a couple of shifts, never seeing the kids, no. They ain't living the good life. They're not going to the vineyards out there in Napa. They're not living the good life. Their life sucks. You know where their life sucks? Because this economic system sucks. Because they're at the bottom all the time, getting the hell beat out of them. What you have is a form of socialism for the wealthy and for the connected and the rich, and you have a brutal Darwinian capitalism for everybody else. A devil catch the hindmost capitalism. That's what this system is, and that's why this system cannot continue as it is. This is the collapse of the neoliberal neocon order before your eyes, because you don't have to comply. Remember, it's only with your consent that this can continue to go on, because you are the full faith. I hope you realize now that you are the full faith and credit. I mean, that's not a bunch of words. That's not something the SEC enforces. That is you, the American people, the working class and middle class in this country, okay? You are the full faith and credit of the entire system, because they always come begging you. You notice they're not interested in your opinion any other time, but when they got a problem, they come to mom and dad. They come, oh my gosh, let's go to the stable ones. Let's go to the ones that let's go to Burke's little platoons. Let's go to the same people that sons and daughters die on every foreign battlefield. Let's go to those. How many of those Twinkies in this bank are there people that work there? Are the tech clients? Are the oligarchs? How many of those kids go die on foreign battlefields? You're always the one that keeps the system up, and it's only with your consent this system can continue on. Do you give your consent? Do you comply with this? Would you not like to have somebody represent your interest here and say, hey, how about this? Screw you. This got in trouble. You guys knew it was a party. The thing's been insolvent for 6 months. And Biden, your entire system, your inflation, your Federal Reserve printing money, the $6.8 trillion budget you just gave us, the destruction of this country and the invasion of the southern border, all of it, and shoveling money over Ukraine, where your Secretary of the Treasury last week's there laying roses on the front of the wall when she should be regulating banks. Back in a moment.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, so folks did today. Think about this. This is how evolved we are in the 21st century. We're bringing Philip. I got Navarre and I got Philip Patrick. Philip, I'm bringing you in first for a quick hit, and you're going to hang around. We'll bring you back for more detailed analysis. But this is how evolved we are in the 21st century. I got ChatGPT. I got AI. I got algorithms making decisions. People went out in the backyard today. They dug up the tomato. They say, "Hey, honey, where do we put the tomato cans with the Federal Reserve with the dollars in it?" Right? And rip open the mattress. Give me the dollars. I'm going to do what people have done for 5,000 years or 10,000 years. I'm going to get me some gold. Tell me about, is this the busiest day in your professional existence, brother Philip Patrick?
It is 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have never had a work day like it. And I think people are waking up. Listen, I'm in Los Angeles at 9 o'clock at night. I drove past First Republic Bank. People are lining up for their deposits this morning. People sitting in that line for 12 hours. It's a reflection of where things are heading. We've talked about the U.S. being Argentina-esque with GDP of, you know, 120, yes. Debt to GDP, 129%. Yes. Now we've got a run on the banks. It's getting bad, Steve. And people are waking up. That's the good news.
There used to be the managed decline of our country. The bottom's coming out now. Every aspect of it. The bottom is coming out. Okay? And remember, in the audience, you did nothing to bring this on. You've worked your tail off, and for 23, or we'll find out tomorrow, for 22 months and probably 23 starting tomorrow, your real wages have declined. The harder you work, the poorer you get. Okay? You did nothing. You did nothing to bring this on. You were totally, completely innocent. The only question now is, you're going to comply with the system, okay? Are you going to give your consent to this? Because if you give your consent and you comply with this, then you become part of the problem. And right now we're going to lay it out. They went, gold is on fire. I've been talking about China and India and Japan and countries like that buying more gold than ever, right? Now today, people went and did what people have done for 10,000 years. You know why? Because they can't trust what they're being told. And you know why they can't trust it? Because I watch this TV all day on every network, the business networks, and it's all lies and misrepresentations. Dr. Peter Navarre, am I too far off in that? Am I too harsh on our betters? Am I too harsh on the financiers, the bankers, and the tech oligarchs, sir?
Well, these folks need to get off our lawn in all seriousness. Steve, that was, I think, your best rant. The Oscars were last night. Maybe next year that one will do it. But you're spot on. What my value add today is to give the posse some perspective on how the stock and bond markets, the dollar market, assimilated this information. If you look through the other end of the telescope, the macro end, what is happening now has frozen Federal Reserve policy. It's reversed Federal Reserve policy. So if you thought that the Federal Reserve was going to be the agent that could somehow control Biden's inflationary monster, they ran like they look like the Vichy France, you know, with the Third Reich coming at them. They're running in the opposite direction here today. And you saw an epic drop in bond yields, meaning anybody holding bonds, their prices went up. They made out like bandits. You know, the rich get richer and the deplorables pay for it. The dollar had a historic drop, wiped out all the gains for the year, because when people bet on, when you see lower interest rates coming, that means the dollar's going to go down. And the stock market was flat because they don't think the Fed is going to
hold it,
raise interest rates.
Hold it. So, Hang on. Two things happened today.
Yeah.
The Fed's going to let inflation just burn and burn this audience alive.
Yeah,
the dumpster fire's going to hold it. But don't bury the lead. But hang on. Don't bury the lead. They gave an implicit, I don't know how many deposits are in banks, $5 trillion. They gave an implicit guarantee and you heard the payroll guy. That's why I had that schmuck on at the end. They gave a guarantee. Remember, only a small portion of the deposits were guaranteed. There's $150 billion, which is 1.5 times the size of the entire FDIC insurance policy. It's just at one bank, and they gave a guarantee for everybody's money. Go ahead, sir.
There was no risk manager at that bank. And, you know, in the old days when you learn economics, it's like the reserve ratios, right? The bank's supposed to hold at least 20% of deposits, and then they lend out the rest. And that's kind of prudent. But you're telling me, I think if your rant was correct, they had like leverage of 189-1, which is just crazy. So they're just playing with house money, banking that the government will come to the rescue.
It wasn't a bank. It wasn't a bank. It wasn't a bank. It was a hedge fund. It was the cool kids.
It was a
casino.
Yeah.
Casino. And by the way, I don't want to pick on the management. They're all crooks and incompetent. But this is why is Janet Yellen in Ukraine laying roses at the wall with the big crocodile tear and saying we got to pay the pensions and the health care of the Ukrainians for hundreds of billions of dollars when this bank was insolvent, and they knew it was insolvent in the fourth quarter last year. Anybody that sold a security, traded a stock, bought a bond ought to sue these people today, and a prosecutor ought to impanel a grand jury immediately to find out what caused the run, and when did Yellen, and when did the head of the FDIC and the Federal Reserve and the governors of the Federal Reserve, when did you know this bank was insolvent? When did you know it? The people are tired of getting crushed. Go ahead, sir.
And Yellen on the way home needs to stop at all the banks in Europe, which are about to fail because of Joe Biden's inflation. Remember, everybody here has to remember how this whole thing started. Biden reverses Trump's policy, energy,
yes,
the supply chains, right? And then he spends like a drunken sailor. That's the spark that created the prairie fire of inflation. So this begins with Biden. And then if you just ripple it through, it's good to remember how this happened. It's like as interest rates were going up, this casino, this hedge fund is buying treasuries and losing money because as they buy them, the prices would fall. And then they had these unrealized losses. And then Peter Thiel says, get the hell out of there.
Okay.
Hang on.
Let me tell you where the financial system is today. And I don't know if I can have my staff just
circling around the toilet.
Total deposits at all U.S. banks. It's got to be in multi-trillions. So now you've guaranteed all the uninsured. And this is why you're paying for it. Remember, this insurance policy, the FDIC, takes it from fees from the banks. The banks just pass that to you. Everybody in this audience, write down with your number two principle, I am paying for this bailout, okay, by your bank fees, you know, your bank fees, the lower interest rates, all of it. The banks pass it through to you. You're paying for this. Don't let them lie to you. You're paying for it. And the venture capitalists should give them lines of credit, not the U.S. government. How much? There's 19
Steve, remember,
trillion. Not hold it. Stop.
One bank
hang on.
Hang on,
Professor. Hang on. The MBA speaking. Just sit there for a second. Hold my beer. hold it. $19 trillion. We've given guarantee. You heard the little guy with the beard, the beta male. The government. You know, I'm so glad they guaranteed all the deposits. $19 trillion of deposits, and we're sitting on Peter at these banks $600 billion of unrealized losses because they bought this stuff at nothing because there were no interest rates at the time. Because on the night of 3 November 2020, when Fox News helped steal the election for illegitimate Joe Biden, the 10-year Treasury was at 0.86 and is at 4%. That's what caused this thing. It's back to Biden and the collaborationist Republicans. They are guilty of doing this. The regulators were asleep and I think purposely looked the other way because this thing was such a mess. That's why the California had to step in and not the Fed on Friday. This is outrageous. This bank's been insolvent. I think the ratio, a bank should have, what, 3 or 4, 5 times leverage max? Investment bank 8 times? Has 185-1 leverage. Yeah, it's not a hedge fund. You're right. It is a casino.
On your cold open, your beta male, when he's saying, yeah, it was great. I went in this morning and all the money was there for the payroll. Where the hell did that come from? Right? It's like that bank,
it came from that casino, didn't it?
It came from us, okay? It's like, the government, Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, and Joe Biden co-signed the check last night of money we don't have to begin with, and in it went. So it's like that was the best part of the cold open. It's like, yeah, the money suddenly appeared.
Hold it. Hold it. Hang on. Yeah. This is what David Sachs didn't like in the cold open. Yellen went on there and Yellen, this is the Financial Times of London. This ain't Gateway Pundit. Yellen dismisses bailouts as U.S. racist contagion. They gave a bailout through a different part of nomenclature. And David Sachs, I like that a lot more when it came in. They have guaranteed $19 trillion of deposits, $19 trillion in all of these casinos that are around the country that we know the bank regulators are not on top of. This bank's been insolvent for months.
And Steve, remember,
and the reason was a cool kid's table. You heard what the woman said on Chuck Todd. It's the Democratic Party ATM. Why would we, where are the Republicans? Why would you bail these guys out? These guys deplatform you. They debank you. They hate your guts. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing
Kevin
it?
McCarthy,
where is the leadership of the Republican
McCarthy?
Party? Step up here and say, over our dead body, over our dead body, we give you guys a nickel. Yeah. Peter Navarre.
Yeah. Well, look, scale this up, Steve. It's over $100 billion in losses at the small bank, okay? But there's going to be plenty more of that going. You scale that up, it's trillions of dollars. And remember, this is not happening in a stable economy. It's happening in an economy where inflation is flying out of control. We are effectively devaluing the dollar. We saw it in the market today. We're substantially devaluing the dollar, and that's more inflation.
That's what I say. Hey, honey,
imports,
honey, where do we have those tomatoes?
Today,
where do we have those,
because of that bailout, who pays for the deplorables? Yeah.
Where do we have that tomato can in the back? We got to get over to Philip Patrick. We got to get us some bars of gold. Short break. Philip Patrick, Navarre next.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
I want to start very quickly with banking crisis. Maria Teresa, you were just saying you were surprised you haven't seen Powell yelling out more forcefully already. Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair.
If you actually look at which bank this is the Silicon Valley Bank. This is a startup bank. This is also oftentimes the Democratic ATM bank of all those investors. And so the fact that you don't have these the investors that invest in the people. So the fact that you don't have someone actually talking from the administration and being so forceful, I do think that we're going to see our Republicans saying, oh, you shouldn't bail this one out. Mm. And it's going to be, I think, very much on long political.
Okay, thank you very much. She said they won't invite her back for a while. She said that's the most truth you've seen on MSNBC, and that's the streaming service or NBC News in a while. I want to bring in, if we're going to get into all of this. By the way, the reason you haven't seen Powell in this stuff is Navarre knows this deal's actually not sellable, because you ask two questions to him and they would absolutely melt, because it is a total bailout by the working class and middle class in this nation, and this is worse than 2008. Okay, for everything revolved around it, this is worse than, as bad as 2008 was, this is worse. And they had to even get the stock market to be even, what Navarre said, they gave an implicit guarantee on $19 trillion of deposits. $19 trillion. And right now, because of the inverted yield curve and what we talked about here, what Navarre and Cortez have hammered for over a year, you got these massive losses, and the bond market has finally come to take their vengeance. They have unrealized losses. I don't know, $600 billion. Why do you think J.P. Morgan, over the just talked about the very opening thing we had in the code open, they have a new auction, a new buyer's going to come in. Why did none of the big guys, you know, Citicorp, J.P. Morgan, why did nobody buy this over the weekend? Because it's a mess, and it's going to take you a lot of due diligence to figure out exactly what went on here and what you're actually buying. Philip Patrick, you were a banker before, but I think 16 or 17 years you've been in precious metals. I just want everybody to understand, this is the busiest day you've had in your professional career in precious metals, sir?
This is by far the busiest day we've had as a company, I've had as an individual. It is absolutely crazy. Like I said, people are waking up and they are realizing there are very few options out there. Precious metals becoming more and more important as every day passes. And something I want to point out, whether you're buying precious metals in cash or through an IRA, the key, you own them, right? Even when they sit in a vault in an IRA, they're directly allocated to the customer. They're held off balance sheet. The depositories have no power to lend, pledge, or encumber. This is the ability not only to be in an asset that's conducive for climates like this, but also to have control over that asset, to have real ownership. And that, for me, particularly in climates like this, when we realize how fragile the banking system can be, it's very, very important.
The reason we do this show is to provide to a working class and middle class audience the sophistication you would get in a boardroom if you were having presentations, or quite frankly, in the Roosevelt Room in the Oval. And this is why we bring the same people that are associated with this and break things down. And this is why we're ahead of the curve so many times. And that's what we're proud of. We're not here to give you financial advice, okay? We're here to, with our sponsors. What I want is people that will immerse you in information. And I've been saying for a long time, you must have a range of alternatives that you individually immerse yourself and make sure you understand things. And right now, the reason you have people doing what they've done for 5 or 10,000 years is because they don't believe the people in charge. They know they're being lied to. They may not know all the technical reasons, but something doesn't feel right. And they can look at this disaster, in this catastrophe in Silicon Valley, and then look at what happened last night in El Paso, Texas, with storming the port of entry on the invasion of our nation. And they can get this thing like, why are these people always in Ukraine? And why are we shipping billions of dollars? And why are we paying their pensions? And why are we paying their health care? I don't have a pension. I don't have health care. Why are they doing that? And then you see something like this, you say, hey, look, here's what I'm going to vote like this. I'm going to go make Philip Patrick and the guy at Birch Gold the busiest they've ever been in their entire life. And it's just by divine providence that we dropped the third part of our totally free thing for Birch Gold, which was the debt trap, because we talked about the politics of money. We talked about the end of the prime reserve currency. Now we're going to talk to you because, remember, this is all because of Biden's policy. 1,000% this is because of Biden's policy. 1,000% is because of Biden's policy. The inflation, the collaboration is Republicans. And he puts in your face last week $6.8 trillion with program, a pay raise of 5.2% to federal workers. It increases all of them. They don't take one program down. $6.8 trillion. This is what caused it. This is why Navarro said early on when the Recovery Act was passed, we don't need this. Aggregate demand is back. This is going to cause a firestorm of inflation. And here they're doing it again. Philip Patrick, how do people – I just want people to make sure they can go and ask your guys and immerse themselves in free information kits and information. Where do they go?
It's very simple. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Again, Birchgold.com/Bannon. Information, as you said, is key. Navarro, everyone's been talking about this stuff for a year or more on this show. Just immerse yourself in the information. If you do, you'll know the steps to take. You can reach me personally at Philip Patrick on Getter.
By the way, we told you when the Indian government and the Chinese and these guys are buying more gold, every Japanese are buying much gold to get their hands on. I think that's a pretty good market indicator. Last thing, Philip Patrick, is there any doubt in your mind that this is a bailout by the common man and woman in this country of the elites in Silicon Valley, this disaster that's going on, sir?
Absolutely no doubt in my mind at all. And you could see it with SVB, right? Who pulled their money out? It was the venture capitalists. They got their money out before anybody else. The time individual depositors were there, that's when everything got squeezed. So absolutely, and we're the ones that will pay the price. That's why it's time to take some control back and make the right decisions. Timing's key now, I think.
$42 billion pulled out of that bank in 24 hours. That's how the insiders work. $42 billion. Philip is crazy. Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, you mentioned it too. The people in the lines around the block at Republic, which they stabilized because Biden gave a guarantee, an implicit guarantee, to $19 trillion of deposits today. This gave a guarantee of $19 trillion in deposits. Philip Patrick, honored to have you on here. Thanks. Look forward to having hopefully back tomorrow getting into more details.
Thanks, Steve. My honor. Thank you.
Peter, you've been around. We're not the same. We don't have the same balance sheet. We don't have the same economy. We've gotten weak. After Trump left, we've gotten weaker every year now on manufacturing with Biden. Yeah. This is scarier than 2008, is it not, sir?
This could really be the turning point of your book title there, with the end of the dollar empire. I mean, this would be right on the charts there. And think about this, Steve. You say it's worse than 2008. Today, like, I've got a little bit of money in Bank of America. I got a little bit of stuff in Charles Schwab. Bank of America happens to be, I think, the bank that has the biggest unrealized loss on its balance sheet. Okay, it's a huge bank, but it's lost a ton of money the same way Silicon Valley Bank has. So, you know, do I have to worry about them? And Charles Schwab, by bad timing, had one of the worst days of in its history today in the stock market because some of the squeezes that are now on it. So the point is, you know, if you and I, if the borrowers out there have to worry about big institutions where our money is, it's not surprising that phones are ringing off the hook at Philip Patrick's joint. You know, it's just like the problem.
Yeah, but look, Peter,
I remember, let me just say one last thing.
Go ahead.
But when I was outside the administration before Trump, it used to drive me crazy with Obama and Biden, Larry Summers. They just didn't seem to understand basic economics. You know, everything was a bailout or aggregate spending, right? And I'm seeing the same lack of financial market literacy. I mean, yeah, Buckley used to say, I'd rather be governed by the first 100 people in the phone book than what we got now. And
no.
I'd rather put you in charge and Philip Patrick in charge and Cortez in charge of our monetary policy and our banking policy.
No.
And those,
I think they understand it.
In Washington.
I think they understand it fine because they have payouts in basic minimum income for the underclass, which they want to keep as underclass. They'll vote for them. And they're aggregate. What are you talking about? They got a system. Their system's working fine for them. Did you not notice they just bailed themselves out? Hey, these people are plenty smart. Don't think they're dumb. They're very smart. They've gamed the system.
Well, that,
the
that system's means gamed. That Powell and Yellen and are useful idiots. That's all they are. They're figureheads for the Democratic ATMs. Oh, what a great phrase. I mean, that I think you're right. That was probably the most truthful thing that ever was said to Chuck Todd anywhere, anytime. This side of the time,
they won't invite her back.
And he can't see her on the show.
She was too honest.
I know about getting canceled, Chuck Todd. Trust me.
How do you get to your content?
Look, peternavarro.substack.com. I'm going to do a big piece tomorrow on this whole chessboard, peternavarro.substack.com.
Perfect.
And I already did something on SVB. So, Admiral, you're on this. And you, as far as I'm concerned, you're one of the few people standing up for the middle class and the deplorables in this country. And good for you. And I hope
Thank
I stayed
you,
out of your way mostly okay. today.
No, you did. Okay, next time. Remember, you're like the Ronald
dance,
Reagan role. You're the second lead. You're supposed
you're
to team me
banana.
Up no, and then not, not get in the way. You yeah, just no. All you got to do is team me up. And,
I'm your
and
caddy,
not, you know,
baby.
Give me the club.
I'm the guy who says when you get on the hole, don't put it in the water, jerk. Sure,
I'll take dead aim. Just okay.
Yeah,
thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you for doing. Looking forward to. Look forward to your podcast tomorrow to go through it all. Peter's got knows how to break it all down. There's a lot of good news. There is good news going around, and I want to make sure we get to some. And we haven't had enough time to focus on Wisconsin, some of these big races coming up. But really some great stuff has happened around the country for the precinct strategy. Go to precinctstrategy.com. You get there, get all the information. Dan Schultz, Steve Stern, the whole team is putting up. That's on fire right now. Stephanie and Andrea. Stephanie, Rangers, you come from Fulton County. You're the new chairman. It was a MAGA sweep. How did that happen down in Georgia where I hear the establishment runs things, ma'am?
Well, I think at the last election, first, thank you for having me on. 2 years ago at the convention, there was a lot of chaos and the election was turned over. So this time there was a strong focus on ensuring that the county convention went well and that the election went well. So I think that had a lot to do with it. It was a long day, started at 9 a.m. and we left at 7 p.m. But it turned out that every seat, all 12 positions were brand new individuals, hardworking, you know, just your basic Americans who are getting out there trying to do what's right. and what's just in our county.
Hold it. All 12 billets, all 12 seats went to grassroots people that were just new to this process?
There were two that were elected last time, but one was elected, one was appointed halfway through, I think, because somebody had quit, but they were limited on what they were allowed to do, and I believe they both were grassroots, so in essence, yes.
And I tell you what, we're going to take a short break. I want to come back and get more into this, because around the country, I mean, we could stock every show for 4 hours a day on the success stories of the grassroots, of the success stories of the precinct strategy, which is what we wanted to have happen. There are stories every day of grassroots people, of MAGA, the deplorables, taking charge at the local level, where is where the fulcrum point of power. Remember, if you want to take your country back, you got to start at the local level. And if we really want to take our country back, you cannot consent and you cannot comply with what they're trying to do now, because now they're stealing from you. Short break, back in a moment.
Has arrived the new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
Okay, well, welcome back. Make sure you get on Getter. We're going to be up all night putting stuff up and also live streams, all of it. So make sure you go. It's totally free. Download it. I'm an idiot. You're not. So if I can use it and I don't need help or assistance most of the time, you'll be able to use it 24/7. Also, MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. The slipper sale, they've got inventory. He's moving it. I think it's 25%. Just check it out. The slippers, both the winter slippers, but also the springtime and summer, all on sale. Go check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code WARROOM. Also, it's got the MyPillow 2.0, right? I got like 5 hours of sleep over the weekend, but I'm fresh as a daisy and on fire. You know why? Because I sleep with the products of MyPillow.com. Sleep the sleep of the just. Do it today. Make sure also birchgold.com/Bannon. You get the totally free The Debt Trap. It's the third in the series of installments we're doing about money and understanding money and understanding the politics of money. And I told you this was going to be central to turning this country around. As you can see today, it's going to be central in turning this country around and also making sure that you are prosperous and free, a prosperous and free people. Remember, Donald Trump, for all his shortcomings, and he's not perfect, he's the first to admit that, gave us 4 years of peace and prosperity. I just want people to remember that as we go through the firestorm that we are going through now. One of the places that's changing is Fulton County, Georgia. Stephanie, I got to tell you, I think Fulton County is probably right up there with Maricopa and maybe Wayne County up in Michigan as being the three most controversial. I may throw in Philadelphia, but really, I think Fulton and Maricopa are the two that pop to mind. What does this mean when you have 12 grassroots people and what you guys did over the weekend and you're now the chairman? Now that you have a real grassroots and not establishment folks running the Fulton County GOP, what does this mean overall for how Fulton, what kind of changes can we expect happening in Fulton County?
The first goal is to get into every single precinct. We have to have a Republican presence and get at the local level and start sharing the message of the Republican Party, which is small, limited government, low taxation, family values, public safety, and recognizing that the individuals in those neighborhoods that are not effectively served are the individuals that would run their precincts. They'd be their precinct officers because they're going to realize that they can elect individuals that will help them, particularly in Atlanta and the south side of Fulton. They're not being involved. Their elected officials and their city officials aren't engaging them. The amount of public safety issues, the amount of school issues. And that's what the Republican Party stands for. And that's why everyone that ran, we're all parents. We're all working parents. And we want the best for our families and for this nation. And that's exactly what we have to do. And the first goal is to get in those precincts and have a presence, because historically, the Republican Party hasn't had a presence.
This was, and by the way, there are other counties too. This kind of firestorm at the grassroots has just been incredible. Creative Destruction Media, CDM Media. Todd and the team over there just did an incredible job of the details of reporting this out of their Georgia site. Do you think that this can catch on throughout the country? That grassroots people realize we've got to be empowered. We've got to get down to the precinct level. We got to start taking over, become precinct men. But we also then have to go and take over the county boards, and eventually get into the state assemblies, and eventually start running for federal office. Do people see that as the way to turn this thing around?
I think the answer to that question is yes, because I had no idea all of this was happening throughout the state of Georgia until after our convention was over. And I think everyone who has been in Georgia over the last several years has realized that complacency is not an option. And so they're standing up, and they're standing up for their rights, and they're standing up for their kids and saying, this is not what we're going to do. This is not what we're about. So I have to believe that that's the case, because if Georgia stands as an example for everyone else, then why not? Because if we can do it, why can't any other state do it? I believe that.
Stephanie, really honored to have you on here. Can you give people are going to want to keep up with you in the story? What is the how do you get to the Fulton County GOP site? How they follow you on social media? How do people keep in contact?
Oh, that's a great question. The Fulton County, that's the Fulton County GOP .org site. Right now, that site is not a great source of information, but in the next 90 days, we're going to have a full resource set so people can go there, whether they're members or not, and get the appropriate information about the party. We're also going to have emails connected to it. Right now, if they need to get a hold of me, they can email me at Stephanie@voteandres.com. That's one way to get in touch with me. And then they'll be able to follow what's going on off of the website for FultonGOP.org.
Okay. Do you have any social media, or is your social media your email?
I didn't really set up a social media for this. I have a personal page, but I can definitely get that information out. I didn't.
Yeah. Just get it back to us.
You are
so grassroots. That's okay. Don't be sorry. You'll get social media. Trust me. It's a great leverage tool. Stephanie, honored to have you on here. Great to have you on here. Good luck.
So much.
Thank you, ma'am. Crom Carmichael, brother, we got the posse's got hearts of lions. How do they keep those hearts of lions healthy, sir?
Steve, thanks for having me. And boy, what a wonderful, refreshing guest that lady is from Fulton County. I'm excited about that. And let me talk a little bit about soul tea and why it is so important. And that is that our heart is like a car engine. And I want to talk a little bit about our hearts, because heart disease is the number one killer. And if we don't protect our hearts, then we're just going to be at greater risk. And I've been taking our own product for 18 years, and so I can speak from being a consumer of
why don't you hang over a second? We're going to go into the second hour. You just hang right there. We'll start the second hour with you. We got Boris. I don't know if Boris is in Iowa or not. We're trying to do a direct hookup with Iowa. The president's going to be there 7:15 Eastern time. I think it's going to be streamed. We're going to get a little pregame on that. I got Joe Allen. I got a lot to go through on. I got a thing or two to say about what's happening in the Silicon Valley Bank and who's making out and who's not, whose ox is getting gored. And we're going to get Crom over there too. Short commercial break. We're going to be back in a few minutes here on War Room in our second hour in the evening. We need that hour to make sure we get through everything of the day. By the way, there are like a dozen stories we couldn't even get to. I mean, major big things, because what is happening financially in this country is the main thing. Remember, keep the main thing the main thing. Short commercial break. We're going to be back with the second hour of the late afternoon, early evening War Room. Back in a moment.